It has been observed that on a map, Venice looks something like a fish swimming east to west. The tail fins are the outlying neighborhoods of Castello and Sant'Elena. The body is the busy heart of Venice, St. Mark's and the Rialto. The head is the train station and the parking area, Piazzale Roma, which are connected by a long bridge to the mainland. The bridge itself could be the line that the fish has taken in its mouth. One could even go so far as to designate the Grand Canal, which travels an S-shaped course through the town, as the fish's alimentary canal. To the south of Venice, immediately underneath the fish, is a long, slender island that could be seen as a platter for the fish to be served on, the Giudecca. Whatever else it might be, the Giudecca is a now bucolic spit of land, 300 yards across the Giudecca Canal from the heart of Venice. It has one important church, no major tourist attractions, and no tourist shops. It was the site of the last real factories in Venice, and has thus been associated with a somewhat different, rougher working class than elsewhere in the city. People who live on the Giudecca consider themselves a breed apart, which, in one way or another, is how residents of all the islands in the lagoon feel about themselves. For a long time, I had hoped to get a look at a mysterious walled garden on the Giudecca that I had read about but never seen. Designed and built in the late 19th century by Frederick Eden, the great uncle of the British Prime Minister Anthony Eden, it was called, naturally enough, the Garden of Eden. At 4 acres, it was the largest private garden in Venice. No one I knew had ever been inside the walls. It was only a 3-minute ride to the Giudecca on the Vaporetto, that clanging, groaning water bus with a flat roof over an open foredeck that bears an odd resemblance to Humphrey Bogart's riverboat in The African Queen. On this occasion, our Vaporetto was met at the landing platform by a uniformed conductor who guided it to the dock with an extravagant waving of arms and excited instructions to the pilot. Come forward a bit. Now, back up. A little more. Closer. Closer now, wind the rope around. That's right. The man reminded me of the policeman in Milan who used to direct traffic with a comical ballet of swinging arms and pirouettes. The conductor, tall, thin, about 55, had a look of angelic ebullience and seemed overjoyed to see the passengers arrive. As we disembarked, he stood at attention and saluted. I heard someone address him as Capitano Mario. I was charmed, but all of this struck me as highly unusual, if not bizarre. I had never seen a conductor guide a Vaporetto to a landing. Pilots managed it well enough by themselves. Docking a Vaporetto was no more complicated than pulling up to a bus stop. In any case, that afternoon I had no luck getting into the Garden of Eden, and came away with nothing more than a tantalizing view of the tops of magnolias, cypresses, and pollarded willows protruding above its 20-foot walls. When I inquired at one of the wine bars on the quay, I was told the garden now belonged to an Austrian painter named Hundertwasser, who did not live there, and who had purposely allowed it to revert to its wild state. However, the garden's former caretaker invariably came to the bar at predictable hours, and if I returned on Friday afternoon, I might be able to talk to him. When I came back on Friday, I met the ex-caretaker, but he said he was no longer in touch with the owner and that, as far as he knew, nobody had been allowed into the garden for years. I was on the point of leaving when I noticed a carabiniere, a policeman, standing at the bar having a drink. He was in full uniform, white shirt, blue tie, and dark blue suit with wide, bright red stripes down the sides of the trouser legs. I had been mildly surprised by the sight of the two uniformed carabinieri casually smoking cigarettes while standing guard at the Fenice some days before. But drinking in a bar? Even for the famously non-military Italians, this seemed beyond the pale. That is, until I realized that the carabinieri was the same man who had been the Vaporetto conductor earlier in the week.